You're listening to SBS News.
As a young man, Prince Andrew, Duke of York, was one of the most popular royals, acclaimed by the British press for his active service as a helicopter pilot during the 1982 Falklands War and earning the nickname Randy Andy for his courting of glamorous girlfriends. That's all changed now.
Prince Andrew faces a civil trial in the United States over accusations of sexual assault after a judge refuses to dismiss it.
That's the BBC 6 o'clock news, telling the British people that the sexual abuse case against the Queen's second son will go ahead. This is the Queen's Platinum Jubilee year, which was supposed to be celebrating 70 years on the throne. But the court case against the Duke of York will cast a shadow over the proceedings. During his disastrous interview on the BBC's Newsnight programme, the Prince said he didn't think the accusations against him would be a problem.
I don't believe it's been damaging to the Queen at all. Has to me. If I was in a position to be able to answer all these questions in a way that gave sensible answers other than the ones that I've given that gave closure, then I'd love it. But I'm afraid I can't, because I'm just as much in the dark as many people.
He may not be in the dark much longer. The Prince himself strenuously denied the allegations in the interview, but it was widely panned by critics who said Andrew seemed insensitive, and soon afterwards the Prince stepped back from royal duties. Virginia Giuffre alleges that she was coerced into sexual encounters with Prince Andrew in 2001 when she was 17 by disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein and his longtime companion Ghislaine Maxwell. Andrew's lawyers had said the lawsuit lacked specificity and was disqualified by a deal she reached in 2009 with lawyers for Epstein. They also attacked the credibility and motives of Ms. Giuffre, saying in October that the lawsuit was aimed at achieving, quote, another payday at his expense and at the expense of those closest to him. But US District Judge Lewis A. Kaplan did not agree, saying that the 2009 deal didn't involve the Prince and didn't bar a suit against him now. He ruled that the case can go ahead. Former federal prosecutor Mitchell Ettner says the next step is called discovery.
That's the process by which the parties share facts with each other. That will be composed of both document discovery, meaning that the Prince would be required to hand over documents. Some of the documents that have been requested are things like his travel itineraries, his medical records that might corroborate or demonstrate the falsity of his claim that he can't sweat. There will also be depositions.
Judge Kaplan has stressed that he wasn't ruling on the truth of the allegations, but lawyer Spencer Kuvin, who represents victims of Jeffrey Epstein, says this is a pivotal moment in the case.
Once a litigant gets past the point of a motion to dismiss, that opens the door to discovery. In any civil litigation, discovery includes written discovery, requests for documents, but it also includes, most importantly and significantly for the Duke, a deposition. And there is no doubt that the attorneys for Virginia Giuffre are going to seek to take the deposition of the Duke of York.
Mark Stevens, QC, is a lawyer specialising in media with the London firm Howard Kennedy. He says the Prince's options are now quite limited.
He really has two options, appeal or settle. We know that he denies the allegations, but the reality here is that from now on, if he's not successful in his appeal, he's going to have to settle. Because of realpolitik, these allegations, he cannot be seen to exacerbate this problem, which actually potentially runs the risk of attacking the wider royal family or infecting the wider royal family.
Mr. Stevens says if he is forced by court to go into the detail of what he's alleged to have done, it could undermine the authority of the entire royal family with the public.
There will be crisis talks at the palace. Downing Street will be being consulted, Privy Councillors will be being consulted, and most importantly, the most key advisers to the royal family, the key members of the royal family, will be meeting in crisis to determine what to do.
The BBC's veteran royal correspondent, Nicholas Witchell, says the options open to the Prince are extremely limited, and none of them particularly attractive.
I think this is an absolutely monumental mess for Andrew, and it's undoubtedly damaging for the royal family. I think the weight of opinion amongst lawyers would be that he will have to now seek an out-of-court settlement. But of course, an out-of-court settlement requires both sides to agree, both sides to acquiesce. And there are certainly, I think, suggestions that at the moment, whether it's for tactical reasons or not, that Virginia Giuffre wants her day in court.
Mark Stevens says the least worst option for Prince Andrew is to settle.
Even if Prince Andrew appeals, the trial will come on in late November or early December. That will allow Prince Andrew the time to prepare for the trial or indeed conduct his appeal. But either way, the practical realities of this position have stuck a noose around Prince Andrew's neck. He's got to settle. He's got to get out, or he's a dead man walking.
Alan Lee, SBS News.